Africa is simply the next China. It is the next growth frontier. That is the tomorrow we've been talking about. It is in Africa. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode on Canafricanism. Really excited to have you today, and thanks for listening. On today's episode, we're going to dig deeper into what this platform really is about, what we'll be talking about, what you should expect, and yeah, it's going to be exciting. I believe each of us can do our quota in changing the world, and we can all do good while doing what we love, and that's how each of us can change the world. I believe it's a collective effort. That being said, I'll jump right into what Canafricanism really is all about. So it is a platform that fosters collaboration and bridges the knowledge gap between Canada and Africa. And this is more so from a redemptive entrepreneurship lens. And we'll be talking about more of that shortly. There's an underlying narrative about Africa when you come to Canada, and that is a lot of people in Canada view it as a monolithic piece, almost as if it's uniform across, not realizing that there are about 54 different countries in Africa. So a lot of times when Africa is thought about, it's thought about from the standpoint of aid or charity, you know, it's always about receiving one thing or the other, not necessarily contributing as much on the global stage. So this is a narrative Canafricanism is here to change. And we're going to do this by showcasing ventures, entrepreneurial ventures that create a lasting impact, especially impact that is rooted in the kingdom or even in social good. And they have to be doing this while being economically sustainable. A lot of times when we hear about impact or we hear about redemptive entrepreneurship, people tend to think it's charity or it has to be a non-profit. No, actually, redemptive enterprises have to be economically sustainable, and yeah, they have to be able to self-sustain, and it's not always about being a charity or giving out money. So this is going to provide a spotlight for these ventures, these success stories, these partnerships that have happened between Africa and the rest of the world. And it's also going to provide an opportunity to collaborate or invest with them. Now, again, whenever we talk about investments, people tend to think about money. Investment is more than that. When we talk about collaboration and investment, for us, it includes things like time. Could be on an advisory capacity, so it's not always in monetary terms. Again, we'll also be showcasing leaders from different parts of the African continent and Canada as well, leaders in the political space, in the economic space, and we'll be talking to them about varying issues, different topics, getting their viewpoints and getting their advice as well on certain things. A lot of times people ask why Canada and why Africa, and this is a very important question. So why Canada? Why is this Canafricanism, you know? When you look at Canada in the space of the North American continent, people tend to plug it into somewhere as a shadow of the US. And recently, Canada is trying to carve its own niche and its own image in a number of things. And Canafricanism is going to be a platform that is going to help drive that forward as well. If you take, for instance, the VCs in North America, 80 to 90% of them come from the US, when you talk about venture capitalists. So we're going to help showcase the Canadian market more. And that aside, Canada has a very strong diaspora network. There are about 1.5 million Canadian residents that are African born. So this should be a strength that should be leveraged from the Canadian perspective. Again, the community here in Canada is highly individualistic. People tend to live and work in silos. Partnering with Africa, which is highly community-based, a lot of things are done communally. This is going to help foster the community-based partnership type of life to the Canadian market and to the Canadian community in general. So that is another very good perspective as to why we're starting with Canada and Africa as well. Now, if you look at it at a national level in terms of trade balances, when you talk about the balance of trade as a percentage of the GDP, let's take the G7 countries, for instance. Canada has the least trade balance with Africa as a percentage of its GDP. So that is also another indicator as to the opportunity between Canada and Africa. And this is one we're trying to harness. So if you go to the African perspective as to why we are working with Africa, Africa is simply the next China. It is the next growth frontier. That is the tomorrow we've been talking about. It is in Africa. Africa has very huge market potential. If you look at the Nigerian market, for instance, it is projected to grow about 4 times by 2050. So that is huge, huge potential. Again, if you look at the labor relative to North America, Africa has very, very affordable or cheap labor, so to say. Again, if you look at the MSMEs in Africa, there are about 44 million of them, medium and small scale enterprises, which is very huge compared to the rest of the world. And 2/3 of these MSMEs rely on founder savings or family loans. So this investment gap is also an opportunity for collaboration with Africa, especially because you have a lot of talent and a lot of world-changing enterprises and ideas coming out of Africa. So this is a huge opportunity. So that is pretty much what this platform is about. So going forward, expect to hear us talking to a number of players in the Canada-African space and beyond, and showcasing a lot of successful ventures, partnerships, and collaborations that are doing world-changing things and a lot of game-changing activity as well. Stay tuned, subscribe, and looking forward to seeing you in the next episode.